Be vegan. Make peace.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programmes offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visite suprememastertv.com/schedule.
ਸਾਡੇ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਪੇਸ਼ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਨ ਅਨੇਕ ਭਾਸ਼ਾਵਾਂ। ਕਿਰਪਾ ਦੇਖੋ suprememastertv.com/schedule.
So please, for your own sake, do not commit that kind of sin, okay? Do not touch your friend, your colleagues, your master. No. I mean, in your mind, in your heart, or in your words. That's terrible for you. Very, very, very terrible. Especially in this final time. No one can rescue you.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Cheng Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Alsace, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Bula means welcome in the Fijian language. My name is Taimani. The caring people of Fiji look forward to a brighter future for our planet thanks to your wise decision to choose the most ethical and environmentally sound vegan diet. The Republic of Fiji is an island nation of approximately 330 islands in the South Pacific Ocean. Surrounded by over 10,000 square kilometers of vibrantly colored coral reef, this country has been named the soft coral capital of the world. Wildlife also flourishes on the islands, with protection offered to endangered species like the red-throated lorikeet and the Fijian crested iguana. The flora of Fiji is equally colorful and spectacular, with hundreds of plants that are found nowhere else in the world. Most famous of all is the brilliant red and white Tangimunia, which blooms only on the Fijian island of Taviuni. Suva is Fiji's capital and its largest city. This beautiful municipality has more than 75 parks. It also features Suva Municipal Market, offering a vast array of fruits, vegetables, and fresh juices. The ANZ Stadium, also located in Suva, is the main venue for Fiji's record-setting rugby teams. Fijians are very proud of their cultural heritage. Along with traditional boat building, as well as fiber arts like masi and weaving, the traditional dance Nikke is also an important artistic expression in Fiji that tells stories through movement and song. We were pleased to share a glimpse of harmonious Fiji with you, precious viewers. We wish for the glorious sun to brighten up your days and bless you with radiant health. For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Guanyin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Guanyin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped world-honored one Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Ching Hai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Ching Hai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Gusi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Ching Hai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. 'A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Qinghai promotes the peaceful, loving, plant-based diet and envisions, with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living fly distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants Loving Heart, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we're aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Qinghai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. In another conference on Wednesday, March 10, 2021, our most beloved Supreme Master Qinghai spent precious time to share her love and wisdom, answering some questions that members had on various topics. Today, we are blessed to present the insightful conference entitled The Story of Master Confucius and Zhang Tuo, Part 9 of 13, on Between Master and Disciples, given in English, on March 10th, 2021.
Okay, anyone else want to chime in? Yeah. Change of atmosphere. Otherwise, just him asking me and I answer him, people might sue me.
Master, some countries like the United States, Russia, China, Israel, and some others.
Yes.
These countries are the main war weapons creator.
Ah, I see. They provide them to many other countries. Yes. They sell them in billions, you know, or trillions. You're right. So what now? What is your question?
So my question is, due to making these guns and warplanes and all that, and they use them not just in wars, but in their daily life, maybe killing other people and animals.
Hunting and all that, yes.
And they claim that they create all these weapons just to defend their countries, but actually no.
Yes.
They sell them to other countries.
Yes.
For economical reasons and others.
Yeah.
And I wonder where the karma from making weapons and sell to other countries affect their countries, because these countries often have a lot of turmoil.
Mm-hmm.
And the sort of karma they bear by making weapons, Master.
Of course, they do. One of the bad businesses that the Buddha advised people not to have is making weapons. I told you that in another time, long time ago.
Yes.
That's one of the bad businesses. The karma is very, very, very bad because it's killing. It's related with killing, okay? Not only they make weapons and sell, but before that, they create turmoil also. They go and talk to the opposite party or just to some vulnerable people or some ambitious people to create trouble, to create a war within their country. Or with other countries, so that they can sell more. They find always excuses, or they make excuses so that the people in their country will fight each other or fight the neighbors or other countries. That's what they do. Otherwise, how do they sell the weapons?
Yes, ma'am.
We can talk no end about all these things that the humans are doing with each other, toward each other. Or it's also because of the zealous demons, the astral level influence, the hell level influence that makes people listen to them that way and do that way, this way, to harm others or to make war. You understand now?
Yes, Master.
But it is also because of the world karma is piling up to the extent that's almost like astral energy or almost like hell energy. So light would attract like. Then the gate of hell, the gate of astral level will open. And these bad devil beings will come up. Yes, and cause trouble between humans and animals. Between animals and animals even, okay?
Yes.
That's the way it is, like that. So humans as a whole also partake in this karma. And we cannot just blame the devils alone. It's like that. Like attracts like. That is the truth.
Yes, Master.
So that's why all the master came down and advised people, please be benevolent, okay? Be like heaven beings. Don't war with others. Don't kill. Don't tell lies. Don't commit adultery. Don't gamble. Don't drink alcohol. Because these will make you lower your energy and then do other things wrong. Then you will be just like the astral beings, the lower astral beings or the hell beings. Your quality, your energy will be just like them, or almost like them, or like them. Then they would just come up and make more trouble. They thrive on this kind of energy in order to go up to our world to cause trouble. If the energy is all pure and clean, they cannot. That is the thing. They normally already wanted to make trouble for us. And if we give them excuses, like making ourselves more degraded to a lower level, making our energy become impure by our ambition, our thought, our unbenevolent thinking and actions, then they can even, you know, have more excuses to harm us or to make us do things wrong, to harm others. That's why many masters cannot always succeed in bringing people back to heaven. You got it now?
Yes, Master. Mm. Thank you, Master.
Any more questions?
I have one spiritual question, Master.
Tell.
Let's say in Vietnam, I know that there are a lot of people who do different kinds of practice. They live in a mountains area, almost like monks and nuns, and live a very simple life.
Yeah.
And they all claim that they're waiting for the world saver.
Uh-huh.
Some may say Jesus Christ, uh-huh, the incarnate, or Maitreya Buddha, and so on, Master.
Yeah.
They are super sincere, no doubt about it.
Yes.
I just wonder what blindfolded them that they don't recognize Master is the one that they should come to ask for initiation.
You ask them, why ask me, huh? I also don't know, my love. Karma, I guess, okay?
Yeah,
okay. Karma of themselves, karma of the world. Mm-hmm. Buddha was in front of them. Jesus was in front of them. So were many other masters. They killed them.
Yes.
So at least these nuns and monks or whoever stay in the mountains as a secluded practitioner, at least they don't kill me. If you believe that I am the savior, at least they let me alone. Okay?
Yes.
They don't harm me. They don't slander me. Even some disciples do. This time is very, very strict. Whoever trashes the master or the good disciples, we just go. You know where. Okay?
Wow.
Yeah, just like the bad influence of hell will blind you. The suffering is too much. You won't remember anything. Even Ananda in front of the Buddha and the Maya can shut him up. Imagine, who are you to be in hell and even remember your master's name? Logical to you?
Yes, Master.
And Ananda, life after life, he has been with the Buddha. Close. Yeah, very close. Like skin close. Together, friends. Go through many lives together. Best of friends. And still being shut up like that, right in front of the Buddha. Not like he sits some thousand miles apart even. You see what I'm saying? So please, for your own sake, do not commit that kind of sin, okay? Do not touch your friend, your colleagues, your master. No. I mean, in your mind, in your heart, or in your words. That's terrible for you. Very, very, very terrible. Especially in this final time. No one can rescue you. So please, 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 one more person worship me or one less person worship me, it does me no harm, okay? But it will do you harm. That is a problem. Okay, huh?
Yes, Master.
Yes, Master.
I'm a good person. Not to talk about being a master or anything. But if you slander a good person, you are bad. Okay? You will be punished very hard. Is that logical? I'm not threatening you. Is that logical or not?
Yes, Master.
Yeah, it's not a threat, is it?
No.
It's a truthful speech.
Yes.
All right. Talk about that. I have pain in my neck. Truly physical. Yeah, any other more cheerful question? Today you ask all the bad questions. Never mind. Many people want to ask like that, I'm sure. That's why you're inspired to ask me. Tell me, any other question, my love?
Master, you just mentioned how Buddha could learn a technique to stay forever.
Mm.
Master, did you learn that technique?
I don't want to. It's not my thing at this time, in this lifetime, okay?
Understand, Master.
This time, I truly just want to go home. I take with me whom I can, whoever is a little bit good to me or just be with me or be around me or believe in me or just have even just a bow to my picture. Just that. I will take him home to my land. But otherwise, I truly don't want to stay anymore. I'm just trying while I'm here, keeping the planet for everybody. If I can, okay?
Yes.
Thank you, Master.
But the karma is piled up so big, big, like all the mountains put together cannot be as high. All the sky cannot even contain. Bad karma over centuries, you know, over millions of years. Hundreds of thousands of years. And every time it's been cleansed. So we had war, we had big flu, big pandemic, big epidemic and all that. But now this is a big one, big time. Okay, huh?
Yes, Master.
In fact, our planet could be gone any minute. Always, every day, if you have time, you meditate.
Yes, Master.
I'm trying my best. But I can't promise anything. Okay, huh?
Thank you, Master.
Thank you, Master.
Peace-loving viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled The Story of Master Confucius and Zhang Tuo, Part 9 of 13, on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is Humanity's Leap to the Golden Era, Washington, D.C., Climate Change Conference, Part 1 of 17, on Words of Wisdom, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May your spiritual awareness continue to awaken and connect you to the universal truth.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Be vegan, repentant, save your soul.